You're listening to SBS News.
The Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organisation, also known as CSIRO, has launched a new DNA reference library, which aims to create a complete collection of DNA reference sequences for all known Australian animal and plant species. Australia's National Science Agency says it has the potential to transform how Australia monitors biodiversity. The initiative and the library's first campaign is supported by philanthropic organisation, the Mindaroo Foundation. Similar to the method behind the COVID-19 wastewater testing initiative applied across states and territories, it will enable DNA detected in the environment to be assigned to the species to which it belongs. CSIRO researcher Dr. Jenny Giles says improved analysis of environmental DNA, known as eDNA, has the potential to create a revolution in biodiversity monitoring.
The library will allow traces of DNA found in the environment to be reliably assigned to species. Analysing environmental DNA has immense potential for measuring biodiversity and the health of the environment, but only if we can assign the DNA to species.
She also says detecting pests is extremely important, but it's hard to do and is expensive in a country as large as Australia. Therefore, eDNA surveys could change that by allowing to detect animals, plants and other organisms from traces of DNA left behind in the environment. CSIRO says there are tiny pieces of DNA shed by animals, plants and other life forms left in the air, the soil and the water. And eDNA surveys are increasingly being used to detect and monitor species. But only a tiny fraction of Australian species have sufficient reference data available to support this approach.
We're using a technology developed at CSIRO to generate a complete set of DNA reference data for species identification using expertly identified specimens held in Australia's natural history collections.
The National Biodiversity DNA Library aims to provide this missing data through an open access online portal that will allow Australian state and federal governments, industry, researchers and citizen scientists to take advantage of this technique to describe and detect changes in the environment. Mindaroo Foundation is partnering with CSIRO to fund the first part of this DNA library, focusing on all species of Australian marine vertebrates, including fish, whales, dolphins, seals, turtles, sea snakes and aquatic birds. Mindaroo Foundation Director of the Oceanomics Program, Steve Burnell, says eDNA approaches will transform how the country monitors marine biodiversity and help manage and conserve marine species.
So for the Oceanomics Program right now, we're collecting a lot of great data. We're going to interesting places. There are managers who already want to see the biodiversity indexes that we're creating. But what this reference data really allows us to do is assign to individual species all of the eDNA data that we detect. So it'll just create a much more powerful conservation tool.
The project also aims to help researchers to detect and map marine vertebrate species around Australia, improving the speed, the scale, the precision at which they can provide information to resource managers. Mr. Burnell says the conservation tool and the surveillance of marine ecosystems provides an exciting and non-invasive means to measure biodiversity and monitor the health of oceans.
Essentially, when we go out and sequence environmental DNA, we're detecting little snippets of all the animals that are in the ocean. We need this reference library to compare those snippets against to be able to tell you exactly what was there. So in the big scale of things, eDNA represents this incredible opportunity to be able to monitor, detect and monitor and understand ultimately life in the ocean in a way we just don't today.
CSIRO will also work with BioPlatforms Australia, enabled by the Commonwealth Government National Collaborative Research Infrastructure Strategy and Australian National History Collections to rapidly increase the DNA reference sequences available for Australian marine vertebrates. This data will be generated from expertly identified specimens held in collections, including CSIRO's Australian National Fish Collection and Australian National Wildlife Collection. Mr. Burnell says these research collections will result in greater understanding of Australia's animal and plant species and will support industries across fisheries, across agriculture, environmental management and tourism.
I think it's incredibly important for marine conservation in Australia. Obviously, the focus here is on Australia's endemic species, and in this case, the marine vertebrate species, of which there are over 5,000. So it's going to be game-changing for conservation in the marine realm in Australia. But our program is looking global and how we can support reference libraries for the world's marine species.
The library's first online data release is expected to take place by early 2024. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.